Welcome to the Sleep as a Skill podcast. My name is Molly McLaughlin, and I own a company that optimizes sleep through technology, accountability, and behavioral change. Each week, I'll be interviewing world-class experts ranging from doctors, innovators, and thought leaders to give actionable tips and strategies that you can implement to become a more skillful sleeper. Let's jump into your dose of practical sleep training. Welcome to the Sleep as a Skill podcast. My guest today is Danielle Ryan Broida, and she is a key player in the worldwide mushroom movement. She is part of the team at Four Sigmatic, and as a major Four Sigmatic fan, I drink that pretty much every morning. I went from quite a big-time coffee drinker to moving over to Four Sigmatic with its reduced caffeine content and its mushroom benefits. I am quite the fan and seeing that it's made that difference in some of my sleep results, also my HRV throughout the course of the day, and various other benefits that we'll get into on the podcast. So I think you'll be interested. And we are partnered with Four Sigmatic now. We do have a promo code that they've created, Sleep as a Skill, if you want to get a bit of a discount, if you do want to test that out. But I am excited about these type of companies that are providing some intriguing ways to still kind of have your caffeine, but at a reduced content and then blending with these mushroom benefits. And we'll get into the specific benefits on the rest of the podcast. But a little bit of a background on Danielle, a registered herbologist of the American Herbalist Guild, certified holistic nutritionist, national educator of Four Sigmatic. Danielle is teaching the world about the importance of a life on functional mushrooms. Now, prior to joining forces with Four Sigmatic, she received her BA in Environmental Studies and Philosophy from Whitman College. She went on to study Ayurveda in India and become a certified yoga instructor on the banks of the Ganges River. She then worked with a naturopathic doctor in Indonesia, where she became a certified raw chef and detox coach. But it was leading trekking adventures into the backcountry of Thailand, where she became particularly fascinated by herbal medicine, while also becoming fluent in Thai. After several years in Asia, she landed in Boulder, Colorado to formalize her education in holistic medicine. Upon completing her graduate studies at the Colorado School of Clinical Herbalism, she opened her private practice where she worked with hundreds of clients specializing in functional mushroom-based treatment for individuals with autoimmune conditions and chronic illness. She was invited to become an instructor where she still teaches today at CSCH. Now, Danielle brings her passion and expertise in herbal medicine, clinical practice, teaching, formulation, and her deep love for fungi in everything she does. Now, without further ado, let's jump into the podcast. All right, you all, I'm so excited to announce our new sponsor, Soul CBD. When I was at my lowest point dealing with my insomnia, CBD was one of the key compounds that I leaned into to combat my crippling anxiety, calm my nervous system, and support my journey to entrain my circadian rhythm. But of all the brands out there, where can you go that you can have a strong trust in their quality? Well, Soul CBD is completely THC-free, organically farmed, gluten-free, and third-party tested for toxins. And bonus, the company is created by a brother and sister duo who have both made wellness their mission in life. And I'm good friends with Angie Lee, their co-founder. So I've seen her commitment to health and sleep behind the scenes, and she really walks her talk. Now, one of the things that is great about Soul is that they aim to help create rituals around your CBD use, and sleep and rituals are best friends. For instance, I love that Soul CBD supports a nighttime bath routine with their CBD bath bombs, which help to combat stress, soothe aching muscles with a mix of CBD essential oils and dead sea salts. Another ritual that we aim to cultivate in the realm of sleep optimization is circadian rhythm intermittent fasting, which is really all about eating your meals between sunrise and sunset. And Soul CBD has very popular gummies that can serve as a nighttime dessert or treat to look forward to without caving to ice cream. Nice alternative. My go-tos personally are their oils, capsules, topicals, and even CBD bath bombs. It's helpful for anyone who struggles with anxiety, pain, or sleep. Now, particularly when I'm traveling, I like to lean into as many things as possible to help with inflammation, and CBD does just that. Now, here's a really cool part. You get 15% off automatically and free shipping when you go to mysoul.com/sleepisaskill. I'm going to say that again. You get 15% off automatically. All you have to do is go to this link, which will be in the show notes, mysoulcbd.com/sleepisaskill. All right, let's get on to the show. And welcome to the Sleep is a Skill podcast. I am so grateful that you're able to take the time today to set this up and to speak with us more about your area of expertise as it relates to sleep. So thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm honored to be here with you.
Oh, awesome. Well, we are going to have fun because even in the conversation before we started recording, I could just tell you're a wealth of information. So I want to just turn the spotlight onto you and hear a little bit about how you got into this kind of more unique area and why it is that you're passionate about this so that we can, and you know, what we can really learn from you today in this area.
Yeah. So my skill set is kind of all over the place and I never expected to land where I am, but it was really organic, like pun intended, following each step that was really presenting itself to me at the moment. So, you know, I started eliminating meat and dairy from my diet when I was a little girl. And the ideas and the reasoning for that really morphed when I was a big environmental activist and I did permaculture design and studied environmental science and soil health, composting systems, lived in Southeast Asia for about 3 years and studied all sorts of things, but was really in the backcountry leading trips. I was leading groups of kids out into hill tribe villages. And that was really where my passion for herbal medicine arose. So it was so far away from cities and anything we needed, whether it was food or someone gets cut, you go out into the forest and you find a plant for it. And so I had this really incredible firsthand experience with the way that humans have been interacting with the natural world for thousands of years that has kind of been lost in the past, you know, really 50 to 100 years in our modern Western world. So I had enough time in Asia for that chapter and ended up coming back to the States, moving to Boulder, Colorado, where I am now to formalize my education in herbal medicine. And again, I was so passionate about all the herbs, but I'm kind of always looking for what's missing in things. Like, okay, what are we not looking at? And with that, mushrooms became kind of the focal point for me. I was like, why aren't we talking about these? Like, what's the deal? And so I did a lot of self-study, learned to grow mushrooms with this amazing teacher in New Mexico. And when I opened my private practice as an herbalist and holistic nutritionist, as you know, only the universe can arrange, most of the people that were coming to me were individuals with chronic illness, autoimmune conditions, just really intense ailments that they had tried every practitioner and I was their last resort. And functional mushrooms and adaptogens became the focus of my practice because they were one of the most effective, safest natural options for this really wide range of system pictures and wide range of bodies. So
wow.
I know it's like, where do we want to land?
Yeah, exactly. That's an amazing story. We'll have to talk more offline about your travels because my boyfriend and I were traveling for about 3 years, kind of doing the digital nomad thing and ended up in a lot of Southeast Asia. So we'll have to discuss more about that. That's amazing. And I know you have so much a wealth of information. So yes, where to land? So one, I love that you've really begun to focus on this area of adaptogens and use it and adaptogens and mushrooms in your practice. So when people come to you with this conversation around difficulty with their sleep, how do you begin to think about this or educate people that some of these things could help support them? Kind of give us the, you know, the 101 for people that have no idea how these would relate in this conversation around sleep.
Yeah. So my approach is holistic as opposed to allopathic, right? And so if someone comes to me and says, oh, I'm having trouble sleeping, an allopathic approach would be creating an herbal formula that calms their nervous system and, you know, or sedates them to the point that they go to sleep. And what I found, whether it's with sleep or any other ailment, that's a band-aid. It's really a short-term fix. And so we have to look at their diet, their lifestyle, what they're doing the rest of the day, what's actually causing them to have trouble sleeping in the first place. And so I think of it like, how can we nourish the root so that the symptom can go away long-term?
Very wise, right? Because otherwise you're just spot treating and it becomes a whole, a different approach or short-term approach. So I love that you're looking at that long-term game. So people are coming to you and they've got this varied problems and one of those symptoms being that sleep, then you start going down this conversation around what can help make a difference from this kind of tool set that you have. What are some of the ways that you start to educate people around how these can come into their life and improve these areas?
Yeah. So we want to look at what the body might be deficient in and repeat those things first. And so you've probably talked about this a million times on the show, but looking at someone's diet, what they're eating, and also even in our crazy world, if you're eating foods that typically are rich in certain vitamins and minerals, now due to our soil health, environmental degradation, pesticides, herbicides, a lot of the foods are lacking really critical nutrients that enable our body to unwind and relax on a cellular level. So magnesium is the most nutrient deficient, you know, mineral in our entire country. And I think about the state of our world and how we're such a stressed nation and so high strung and we have to do more and be more productive all the time. Time is money. And I look at it from a really physiological level. And I'm like, wow, well our bodies are deprived of this key mineral that is allowing our bodies to truly relax. And so starting with, and depending on, you know, the other symptoms, it's usually not just sleep. There's other things that come along with it. Starting with, okay, how can we replete you and give your body what it needs to ideally have your body start functioning optimally on its own without the need for any sort of crutch? And so, you know, supplementation is part of that. And then of course, there's a huge, we call it a materia medica. It's like our repertoire encyclopedia of herbal medicine that can assist. Ideally, it's throughout the day rather than, again, the spot change of sleep. But at what points of the day are you overreactive? Are you having nervous tension? Or what I'm finding, especially in 2020, is this chronic stress.
Yeah.
Right. And this is where adaptogens are so important, really more than ever in the current year that we're living in.
Okay. So that's you did such a great foray into this topic of adaptogens, particularly in such a stressful time. Really well said. So could you help underscore just a little bit about, so for people that have heard about adaptogens, know it's something that might make a difference for them, but are a little new to it, give us like the 411 on adaptogens, and then also any sort of call it that you might have around them. You know, people will speak to different things, whether, you know, should you be using them all the time? Are they more, you know, kind of a deal to treat certain things at certain types or times in your life, but maybe not a constant. So a little bit more of a background on those, I think, could be a great place to start.
Yeah, this is a huge conversation. I'm actually writing a book on this right now. So
what? Wow. Okay. We're talking to the right girl. This is exciting.
So adaptogens, I mean, there's so much to learn and understand about them. And they're really one of our magical groups of herbal medicine because of a few things that we'll break down. So the kind of foundation of adaptogens is they're naturally occurring. So they're all coming from plants or mushrooms. They are non-toxic. So a lot of times we can take even a natural medicine, but there's a toxic dose. So the dose makes the poison is the traditional herbalist saying, you know, you trust the hand of the person feeding you the medicine. Adaptogens are non-toxic. So that means you can't really overdose on them. You can't take too much. There isn't a toxic load. And the third criteria that makes something an adaptogen, and this is usually what tricks people up, is that they're non-specific. So as opposed to some of our other sleep herbs, maybe valerian, passion flower, skullcap, hops that are more sedating. Adaptogens are not putting you to sleep. They're actually looking to find balance and equilibrium in the body. So the Spark Notes way to sum them up is they help our bodies adapt to internal and external stressors. So they're essentially giving our bodies tools to more efficiently respond to that stressor, which stressors are inevitable, whether it's something in the air, something in the news, you know, we're constantly exposed to things that are causing temporary stress response. And stress is really important, right? It's an evolutionary tactic that's critical for our survival. But where it becomes dangerous is when it becomes chronic, right? Just like inflammation, important short term, chronic inflammation we know leads to a skew of issues down the road. And so when we take adaptogens, we're giving our bodies the reserve, it's like these resources to be able to respond and then come back to equilibrium so that we get out of that fight or flight state. Does that make sense?
That makes a ton of sense. And that was very well said. Okay. And then, so we've got those, and which can be so valuable to your point in helping people navigate these difficult periods. And then how does that play in with the relationship with mushrooms? So often when I will talk to people about, oh yeah, you know, having mushrooms in your coffee and then your morning routines and evening routines and all of this, it often can be a confusing sell on how that all relates and how that can improve, you know, certainly our overall health as well as the sleep health. So how do those play in? Is there anything we need to know about kind of combining those with adaptogens, understanding more on that topic?
Absolutely. So when we talk about natural medicine, we're going to talk about plants and fungi, but I'm making a distinction because it's important to understand that fungi are not plants.
Yes.
Fungi are their own biological kingdom, which actually wasn't discovered until about 50 years ago. They were thought to be a lower form of plant. And now we know they're nothing like plants. They're almost
an interim,
between plants and animal kingdom. So we as humans share about 40% of our DNA with mushrooms. Fascinating. We have like the history of fungi in another conversation.
But seriously, wow.
When we're talking about natural food or medicine that is, you know, supportive for our health, we group different plants or mushrooms in categories based on what they do. So for example, we have categories of natural medicines that help our digestion, right?
Yes.
Like our ginger, mints. We have groups that, you know, help put us to sleep, like those hypnotics. Adaptogens are another group like that. So within this kind of umbrella category, you have both plants as well as mushrooms. So some of my favorite adaptogens are indeed mushrooms. And for those that are like, wait, what? Mushrooms? What are you talking about? It's a very small subsect of this fungal kingdom, which are called functional mushrooms. So functional mushrooms are very ancient medicines. Many of them have been used for 5,000 plus years in cultures all around the world. And they have known studied benefits to the human body. So very different than the portobello that you cut up and cook with. These often grow on trees. They need to be properly extracted. So I think of like old medicine men and women brewing these cauldrons full of herbs and roots for days. And so, yeah, just kind of drawing that line between, oh, this is, I can just pick this mushroom up in the store and it's going to help my stress response. It's very different. These are maybe going to three, but reishi, chaga, lion's mane are some of my favorite functional mushrooms that fall within this adaptogen umbrella.
So well said. I'm glad you really isolated that because so many people, I think, get these buzzwords of different things that might, you know, and they might spend a lot of money on some of these things too. Okay, so adaptogens and really separating the adaptogens from the mushrooms. So I'm glad that you really helped clarify that element of things. But then what can be kind of worth investing in? Anything we need to know, you know, kind of from a perspective of the sourcing on where these things come from and, you know, kind of how to navigate this area because they can get pricey too. So ensuring that when we are making these investments, that they're wise investments. So a bit more too on, I love that you isolated those top three. because certainly in sleep, those come up again and again of also improving some of the quality of the sleep, you know, for some, particularly around the REM sleep. So would love to hear more about how you suggest for people to utilize those throughout the day and or night, and what that would look like of incorporating these into our days.
Absolutely. So let's start with sourcing and then we'll get how to bring them in. But sourcing is so important with all of the natural medicine and particularly with fungi. So my motto is nature knows best. As you know, an herbalist and permaculturist, I'm like, okay, let's look at the natural world and use what has been the form of these ingredients that have been used for hundreds, some of them thousands of years. Right. So with that, we have not only what Mother Nature intended, but also this history, this culture, the tradition behind it. And when it comes to mushrooms, as I briefly mentioned, many of our functional mushrooms, our adaptogenic mushrooms, grow on trees. So what's so critical is that we're actually sourcing our mushrooms from the trees that they evolved to grow on. For example, reishi grows on different hardwoods, chaga grows on birch trees. And we can think of this like we are what we eat. Mushrooms are what they eat. So in order to get a true reishi or a true chaga, it must be grown on what it naturally is found on. Beyond that, mushrooms are bioaccumulators, which means they can absorb a lot from the environment that they're growing on, whether it's the tree, the soil, the substrate. And that's amazing for environmental reasons. They can clean up toxic waste, and we're finding they can break down plastics and clean up oil spills. But when it comes to our health, cleanliness is critical. And so beyond organic, when it comes to mushrooms, third-party testing is critical. It's so important to make sure that there's no heavy metals, pesticides, mycotoxins, yeasts, molds, et cetera, in your final product. And the other big thing I could go grab after the show, or we'll show notes a picture of these mushrooms, but they're really hard. They almost look like tree bark. Many of them, especially our reishi and chaga, our queen and king of the mushrooms. And so our bodies can't actually absorb them in their raw form. So they need to have the word extraction on them for our bodies to be able to get any of the nutrition inside. So for our kind of like biohackers out there, there's a compound in the cell wall of mushrooms. It's called chitin, and it's the same compound found in crustaceans. So think crab shrimp shells. Very, very tough. Even if you squeeze a lemon on the crab shell, it's not going to crack open, right? The thing that cracks open that chitin is either long hot water, we call that a decoction, or alcohol through a tincturing method. And both of these pull out different compounds, either water-soluble or alcohol-soluble compounds from the mushroom. Don't worry about that for now. What's most important is that they've been extracted in at least one way, if not both. So this essentially extraction cracks open that chitin cell wall to make these constituents bioavailable to our bodies. So I'm so grateful you asked this question, because people out there are buying raw ground up reishi or chaga and putting it in their smoothies and saying, oh, I haven't felt anything. And I ask if it was extracted, and they've never heard the importance of that. And it's vital. It's like almost just eating fiber. It's not necessarily bad for you, but it's almost like you have this gold mine and your body's not able to get to it unless it's been extracted. So you log grown the extracted mushroom, and then this might seem obvious. This is the third big thing to look for, is what part of the mushroom you're getting. And so there's pretty much two main parts of a mushroom that are sold in the marketplace today. And one of them is the mycelium, which is, you can think of it like the root system, this underground matting of the mushroom, which then the fruit body comes out of. So that's like the apple on the tree. That's the mushroom itself. And in all the thousands of years that functional mushrooms have been used, we've always used the fruiting body. It's what's on the side of trees or what's above ground. And so it's very new. It's about 30 years old for companies to start growing mycelium. I mean, that's grown in labs, usually on some sort of grain that ends up in the final product, like up to 50, sometimes 70% of the final product can be grain. And so I guess the big three are fruiting body, log grown, extracted, and then your bonus is that it's organic and third party tested.
Oh, that's such a good kind of blueprint for people to follow when making these sort of investments and really bringing this into a regular part of their day. So I really, really appreciate that. Okay. So then when one of the ways that a lot of people have heard about, you know, kind of adaptogens and mushrooms coming into their daily practice has been to bring it into habits that they're already doing, whether it's having their morning cup of whatever. And so we're starting to see that come in, you know, to the process. And actually, one of the most popular reasons that we'll hear about people kind of discussing some of Four Sigmatics products has been as a coffee replacement or a caffeine kind of a way to lower caffeine, but then maybe still have that sense of sharpness or focus to their days without the jitters and the effects of that. So I wonder if you can share more about why that would make sense to start, you know, bringing that into your morning routine versus just straight up Starbucks.
Absolutely. So adaptogens are not short-term fixes. They're not a magic pill. They need to be taken consistently, ideally for several weeks at a time. And it's really challenging to start new habits, any new habits, especially something that involves ashwagandha, holy basil, yes, chaga. And so our philosophy at Four Sigmatic is looking at what routines already exist. What are people already doing? And how can we elevate those routines by adding these adaptogens into the daily practice? So it becomes almost seamless. You don't have to think about it. It's not another to do on your list to take a supplement. It's woven into your daily practices. And beyond that, with the morning coffee, there's something really incredible that happens synergistically when you mix coffee and adaptogens. So we sell coffee, mushroom coffee. It's our best-selling product and it's real coffee. So we use organic Arabica coffee beans, but we combine them with these adaptogen extracts. And there's so many benefits that we can get into. But when it comes to, pertaining to our conversation is coffee is a stimulant, right? It has caffeine. It taxes our system. And when we tax our system consistently, it leads to exhaustion, right? That's a crash, jitters in the afternoon, you know, the reliance on more and more to have the same effect, which is the opposite of adaptogens, right? They're non-toxic, yes, they're non-habit forming. So when you're stimulating your system and pulling, I think of like, we'll use a cup for an example, and you have caffeine pulling from your cup, your adrenals are really where it's coming from. Adaptogens are tonifying that. You can think of them like refilling that cup. And so the pairing of the two, especially in the same serving, leads to this really balanced flow. Or you can almost think of it like bullet coffee, you know, when we add fat to our coffee, we can get these sugar spikes, but we have this slow burning effect. Caffeine is, you know, you're still getting the effects of caffeine, but your adrenals are being supported. You're, you know, depending on the adaptogen you're using, you're having this flood of compounds that are restoring, truly restorative, nutritive to your system. And so there isn't this peak and crash. You get this really balanced energy throughout the day. And it's just the easiest way to bring them on board. Like we add a full supplement dose, 500 milligrams of potent organic extracts into one cup of coffee. So you don't even know that you're drinking it and you're making it a habit. You're elevating something you already do. You can feel better about your coffee habit. And, you know, in our instant coffee, it's all half caffeine. So, you know, there's another, like, I like to say half calf, double the benefits.
It's well said. I like that.
But yeah. So how can we, you know, and with our best selling is Lion's Mane coffee, which Lion's Mane is an adaptogen, but it's also, it's supporting productivity. So there's these two compounds in Lion's Mane. They're wonderful. And they activate, it's called nerve growth factor, right? So it's literally responsible for increasing the neural firings within our blood-brain barrier. And a lot of times we reach for caffeine or a stimulant to achieve that sort of focus. And so rather than just flooding the body with caffeine and then leading to this crash and jitters, I think of we're honing in on the why that someone's picking up that cup of coffee in the first place. So
That's really well said. No, this is for in my own personal sharing in my weekly newsletters around that. This has been a lifelong thing of I would get so justified of like, oh, you know, well, coffee is my only vice that I do now. It's the only thing that's pretty much left. And like, you know, I'm going to hold on to the coffee. Blah, blah, blah. And yet the true inner voice knows that like, all right, it's definitely something that particularly different points in my life is just not serving. So to have been able to bring in products like this has been really helpful, even just to trick my own mind to, and then actually have it like show up in reality as far as my results of being able to say, oh, okay, so this is a superior way of actually improving my productivity during my days. Because for so long, I've had this false connection that in order to kind of get that, you know, rev, that hustle in the morning, it requires this coffee. And yet what's been so wonderful is pulling in some of these practices in the morning and then, oh my God, it's like a much more smooth, even keeled. And I'll also, of course, got to get nerdy. I'll have the continuous glucose monitors. So pulling out and seeing the difference when having, you know, just like one cup of the Four Sigmatica, I do the lion's mane a lot, and then pulling in some of those healthy fats and versus just having straight coffee, the effects, and this is obviously bio-individual, but can really have a clear glucose effect as well. So by eliminating some of that, that's just so helpful for how we're running our days and then the sustainability of that energy and then how to improve, of course, our sleep. So I really appreciate the way you described that because it's so spot on as far as, you know, half cup, but then getting even more than that. So that's amazing.
Yeah. And it's a great intermediate, like one great job for switching.
I have to play tricks on my brain. And so it takes me like, you know, okay, so this will be a new way in at doing, you know, actually just, you know, cutting my coffee. But then it, of course, it actually brought in this whole other world that was wonderful, you know, to be able to and really feel the difference and measurably see the difference in my sleep results was wonderful.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I think you probably talk about this all the time, but taking breaks as well, because just like the allopathic band-aid we talked about in the beginning and spot treating, coffee can be such a crutch of pretending that we have this energy when it's not actually there. And also adaptogens can be that way as well, you know, so we can take a lot of adaptogens. And I want to mention that adaptogens are a big spectrum. So not all adaptogens are created equal. There's really stimulating adaptogens like our ginsengs and really nourishing grounding adaptogens like reishi and ashwagandha. And so just because you see the word adaptogen, also know that each species is different, just like every body is different, even though we're both, you know, interested in health and sleep and have these similarities. We offer different things into the world as well. So this is the same thing with our plants and our mushrooms. And it's not just like, oh, the adaptogen is going to fix all my problems. Yes, it can support your stress response, but what else are you doing in your lifestyle to make sure that you have a solid foundation? So you're not using, you know, I never want anything to be used as a crutch, whether it's a mushroom or a cup of coffee or a band-aid. It's looking at, okay, this is one tool that can really profoundly bring me towards the direction that I want to get to. And it's like, we just have to take the small steps and the rest begin to fall into place, you know? So it's meeting ourselves where we're at, which is why mushroom coffee is so great, because most people drink, 80% of Americans drink coffee already. And so it's that little step, but once you take that step, it is like tricking your mind where you're telling yourself on some level, I'm not taking care of myself. I'm taking a step to improve my wellness, to raise my vitality. And then from there, the other pieces will become more motivating. You'll want to exercise a little more, drink more water, whatever other pieces you know already that your body tells you will probably be good for you. But it's that first nudge, right? So it's how can we get us on the path to being vital naturally again? You know, that's how it's where we all want to get back to.
So well said. Okay, perfect. And so, you know, people are looking to restore this balance. So would you recommend just starting with kind of like one habit change to begin and start bringing this in, you know, in your mornings, like you had mentioned, just do with the time that you're already doing, you're already, you know, kind of having your morning ritual, doing it there? Or would you suggest doing having the evening ritual too, or where do you think makes the most sense for people to kind of begin?
Yeah. If you're totally new to functional mushrooms and adaptogens, start with one serving a day, especially of our four sigmatic products, which are quite potent. And rather than me saying, oh, it's best to start here, best to start here, it's what makes sense in your life. Do you already make a smoothie in the middle of the day? Do you already have a habit of making coffee or matcha in the morning? Do you already have a glass of red wine or something sweet to unwind at the end of the day? What makes sense in your life? And then our goal is making it as easy as possible to create a better for you option each step of that way.
So well said. Okay, got that. And then my last question around, some people will strategically pull in different adaptogens to try to improve their sleep stages or sleep quality. Do you see people having success with that? Or is it more like you got to explore, you got to try it out, kind of bio-individual? Or do you tend to recommend particular adaptogens for that purpose?
Yeah. So I wish there was like, everyone should take this one adaptogen and you'll all see results.
Yes.
But part of what's so incredible about natural medicine is that it's like matchmaking. So it's mixing a whole being with another whole being. And there's different adaptogens and different herbs that will get along with your body better. So for example, all of us are prone to have certain energetics, right? We all have a constitution. In Ayurveda, there are doshas. In traditional Chinese medicine, you know, there's four different body types. And so it's either, you know, and I'm a Western herbalist, so we're all either a little more warm, cold, moist, or dry. And so are our plants and mushrooms, right? You think of like cayenne pepper, it's really hot and dry. You think of, you know, aloe vera, it's really moist, right? And cold. And so every species has this different energetic profile. And so it's matching. And this is where formula becomes so important. It's like reishi, if no one knows where to start, I'm like, start with reishi. Reishi mushroom is incredible and
great,
so effective for almost all bodies. And then continue to listen to your body is the biggest, like, don't listen to me, listen to your own body. Like, I really am just a vessel to try to help you get more in tune with the messages that your body is trying to give you, right? Remove the obstacles so you can hear your body again. But reishi is amazing. And then depending on, I should do like a whole course on this, but you know, where you live, if you're up at altitude and it's drier, you might want to mix your reishi with something a little more moistening. Marshmallow root, for example, would be a great option, or plantain leaf. If you live near sea level, you know, taking your reishi, you can mix it with something a little drier, like holy basil, right? Pulsi leaf. And so you can bring in, you can mix and match. That's the other thing. Adaptogens absolutely mix and match to find the balance that's best for your body. And I think hopefully we're bringing back this art of individual formulation. You know, at Four Sigmatic, all of our products are formulas. We never just sell one herb as it is, to try to create a balanced energetic profile for most bodies. But yeah, I think starting with one serving a day, listening to your body, and then knowing, you know, we'll put things in the show notes to give people resources to understand how to really start being aware of how to eat and use the natural medicine that is going to sit best with your individual body type.
Wow. Well, that was really great to kind of give those practical takeaways. And I love, even if you just begin with, you know, kind of one serving with the, what works into your life, you know, reishi maybe being a place to begin if you're kind of like at a loss. And certainly, yeah, I know you guys at Four Sigmatic have put together some great formulations. So kind of use that as that guide. And I know you guys have even come out with protein, you know, kind of within there. So there's lots of different options to make it a regular part of your day. But I've found it personally just to be invaluable, like I said, for adding that novelty. So instead of just replacing and just having like a void where my wonderful coffee habit used to go, now it's like there's actually something that's even more nourishing and gives back. I mean, it still gives me that ritualistic process, but then my results are so much more improved and even keeled. So, I mean, it's been really helpful for me. And I know other clients have really found benefit. And also some of them will speak to just even the, they might not, you know, for them, coffee is not a concern. It's more winding down in the evenings and having that calming ritual in the evenings. Or if we're looking to, a big part of sleep as a skill too, is moving back some of your meal timing to help support healthy digestion and improving our sleep quality. But then if we're not snacking at night, then what are we doing? So then, you know, bringing in some of this kind of nice teas or some of this process can really make a big difference for people. So I appreciate what you're doing. So I'm sure people will have even more questions after hearing this. So I'm curious if you can share, what are some of the best ways for people to, one, hear more about you, for Sigmatic, the whole world of it, so that they can still stay in this conversation?
Yes. So you can go to foursigmatic.com. There's lots of amazing information. I actually just launched a completely free online mushroom academy. So you can go watch these little videos and it's really fun. So on foursigmatic, and then you'll see academy. So that's a great place to get another deep dive. And then my website is Danielle Ryan Wellness. You can find us on all social channels at foursigmatic. And me personally, I post a lot about herbal medicine and DIY cooking and making your own, you know, concoctions and elixirs. And I'm at Danielle Ryan Broida.
Oh, so cool. Okay, well, we'll make sure we can put all that in the show notes. I really appreciate what you're doing, what you're sharing, and your passion just clearly jumps out. So thank you so much for taking the time to share this with us. And I didn't realize that about the academy. So that's very cool. I'm going to need to look into that. So I encourage everyone else to do the same, and at least just, you know, giving some of these a try, and just maybe if there's any sort of intimidation about all these topics and kind of these unknown words, I think you've done a great job at kind of demystifying some of this. And of course, people can learn more in the academy and at your site. So thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. You've been listening to the Sleep is a Skill podcast, the number one podcast for people who want to take their sleep skills to the next level. Every Monday, I send out something that I call Molly's Monday Obsessions, containing everything that I'm obsessing over in the world of sleep. Head on over to sleepisaskill.com to sign up.